This interesting story today, or column. Well, it's a story. It's in the New York Sun. It's by Alicia Colon, and it's entitled Heroes and Cowards. But here's the interesting paragraph. The total military dead in the Iraq War between 2003 and this month stands at about 3,133. This is tragic, as are all deaths due to war, and we are facing a cowardly enemy, unlike any other in our past, that hides behind innocent citizens. Each death is blazoned in the headlines of newspapers and internet sites. What is never compared is the number of military deaths during the Clinton administration. Would you like to hear the totals? In 1993, there were 1,245 military deaths. In 1994, 1,109 military deaths. In 1995, 1,055 military deaths. 1996, 1,008. That is 4,417 deaths in peacetime. But, of course, who is counting? Now, you might wonder, well, she doesn't cite the source of these figures. But we found them. There's a Department of Defense PDF file on death rates that you can download. I went to download it. I got it. And in subsequent attempts after that, the site was either down or it was locked and loaded. The point here is, of course, these 4,417 deaths between 1993 and 1996... those are deaths in peacetime. Those are, for the most part, accidental deaths. More deaths, and you've heard people say this, I just wanted to get this out there and on the record. More deaths in 4 years of the Clinton administration due to military accidents than deaths in Iraq. And if you look at this PDF, you will find that in 1980, which was the last year of the Carter administration, there were more, I mean, far more military deaths in 1980 than in any year of the Bush administration. The death rate was also higher. That's because of differences in the care given to training and standards and so forth. The point here is that we're fighting the Iraq War with lower casualties than casualties expected from training accidents during peacetime. And I mention this just to show you how out of proportion and agenda-oriented the death count in Iraq is. Now, we've mentioned this before as a matter of theory and prophecy, but here it is documented. And these numbers are available to anybody. Any journalist can go to the Department of Defense site and take a look and find these numbers. There's no interest on the part of any journalist to do so, because it would confound the agenda and the purpose of tallying up these deaths, because these 3,133 deaths form the basis, do they not, if we got to get out of there? Well, this is out of control. Why, 3,133 battlefield, whoa, this is horrible. We support the troops, we got to get them out of harm's way in a pointless, unjust war, blah, 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 blah. When in fact, this war is rather successful in terms of the number of deaths versus anything, especially when you compare it to the number of troops who have been deployed.